It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Cut back into him and he hit him perfectly and the ball bounced out, hit Sandersfeld, and then there was about two or three great blocks by some young football players and we ended up scoring a touchdown, which created a huge, huge momentum. That when you go back and you watch film, you know, I guess the first thing he shows is that, you know, it's never as bad as you think it is and it's never as good as you think it is. But, you know, the main takeaway was we played really well in the second half against a top team.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Head coach Jay Long is in our studio once again for the Tuesday Night Weekly Jay Long Show to talk CSC football. Coach, good to have you in. Your team has back-to-back victories and feels like some momentum really growing as we get down the stretch here of the season.
Dave, just really proud of the guys. You know, we came in, you know, 2 weeks ago and we talked about finishing the second half of the season. And right now we're focused on that second half. And I thought the guys went out and they executed the game plan and really did a good job going out and competing. When you look at Adams State's real similar to us. They played a non-conference game where their non-conference schedule, they played some ranked teams and it was good for us to get that win because Adams State is much, much improved from what they were last year.
Yeah, they're in that similar situation. You mentioned both record-wise equal to CSC coming into the game, but you just watch your two teams match up man-on-man Saturday. They've got some dudes just like your team does, and it really was a competitive game. Those can be kind of sneaky games sometimes to come into.
Yeah, Dave, they're wide receivers. I mean, geez, I 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and they're just big and tall kids, and the quarterback go throw it up to them, and those guys go get it, and they were much improved from the year last year, and I was just really proud of our guys who went out and executed the game plan.
Coach, 29-27, the final over Adams State on Saturday. Another game that came down to the very end, and you guys had to battle back. A lot of resiliency shown in that one.
You know, Dave, we won on all three phases, and it took all three phases to win the game. And our ST, obviously, we brought, I think, 9 points off of our ST field goals alone. And then when you add the extra points in, you know, it ends up being more. But we took that phase for sure, especially, you know, Gunner with his huge day. You know, on defense, especially at the end of the game, we had to, on defense, we had to go into our pre-event, and we had less than a minute. And against those big, tall receivers we were just talking about, and I thought our guys, you know, really executed there. We got a sack in that, which was also big.
Yeah.
And then offensively, you know, at the very end of the game, we were down. There was, I think, a little 6 minutes and change on the clock. And we took the full 5.5 minutes to get a drive and then finish with a touchdown to take the lead. And I'm just really proud of the guys on how we finished. Also, you know, Dave, we talk a lot about being a tough team. And tough teams win at home. Tough teams, you know, win in the fourth quarter, and tough teams find a way to win when there's adversity put against us, because there were some calls that were really questionable in the game, and our guys didn't complain about them. They just went out and just executed and just reloaded and played again. So I was just really proud of the guys on how we found a way in all three phases to win the game.
Yeah, your guys really, as things got a little spooky in the last half of the fourth quarter, yes, you took that lead, and you mentioned the drive down the field. You ate up so much of that quarter to take the final lead, a 15-play touchdown drive on that one. How'd you keep the guys together, and as you were facing those plays and those the adversity in that drive, what brought them all together to make those plays?
You know, Dave, I think there was also 2 fourth-down plays in that drive. I just thought that our guys just went out and we just made plays. Preston Pearson had a great throw to Peter Crone, our tight end. He had it converted on a huge third down. Then we were in another situation where we gave the ball to Jalen Starks and a 4th-and-2, and he converted on that, got the 2 yards. They had an extra defender, met him in the hole, and he ran through that guy and got us his 2 hard yards. And then there's the other 4th-down where I think it's 4th-and-11, 4th-and-12, and Preston took the ball and tucked it and ran and got us that key 1st-down to keep the chains moving at the end. So I think that there was some, you know, definitely big plays, you know, in that that series that you know, guys just wanting to win and putting that effort out there and really, you know, just playing like Eagles and being tough guys to find ways to win.
one of the fun parts about that game was both teams, a ton of fourth down opportunities and conversions. And we talked about it a bit on the post game, but did you guys go in thinking, hey, if we get a lot of fourth downs, we're going to try, the wind was a factor, or is it something that just kind of evolved as the game moved along? You felt the need and saw the opportunity to convert on fourth down.
You know, Dave, you just use analytics, you know, you just kind of get a feel in the game. I mean, I don't think I ever go into a game and just say, all right, hey, hopefully we're in a lot of fourth downs. We're going to, you know, we're going to take advantage of them. You know, really the biggest thing was is that, you know, we talk about our run game a lot and up front and those things, is that our first and second down, we were gaining really good positive yards. And it was allowing our play calling to be able to be, you know, looser with things. And I think overall we rushed for like 4.3 yards per carry and put us in a situation where we were in third and shorts and fourth and shorts instead of, you know, fourth and longs or third and longs. The other thing was is, you know, when you had to really evaluate the wind. When we were going into the wind, what would a punt bring us? And you could see the kickoffs. Most of the kickoffs, when you're kicking it off, the ball was going landing right around that 20, 25-yard line, you know, on both sides kicking into the wind. So punting would not have been much difference. We probably would have gained maybe on your best punt, you know, in that 25, you know, to 30 range. Yeah. So, you know, you just got to get a feel. And there wasn't a lot of punting in the game. There's only two punts total in the game. You know, we had those opportunities. We wanted to, you know, think that we thought that we could convert on them, and we did. And I think I was going to say that most of our fourth downs were into the wind, but we did take, you know, especially on that last drive, I think there was another two that was with the wind.
Coach, you mentioned that sack on the final drive after Yes. You took the lead. Tanner True, Hunter O'Connor, and we've talked a lot about Hunter this year and what he has done, but man, is Tanner True becoming something in the middle of that defensive line, doing a lot of damage down there. And those two guys on that drive essentially ended it with that huge play.
You know, whenever we work, you know, our two-minute drills, you know, weekly, and you know, a sack stops it, and especially when there's no timeouts. And you know, that was a huge play by him. He I mean, those guys were getting pressure all day, which was really big. You know, and Dave, we talked on Saturday in our pregame, we talked about, you know, that we had to keep the ball in front of us. We had to tackle. And, you know, we knew that their receivers had some big play talent. And at times we gave up the hitch so we could rally on it and get them down on the ground. And, you know, it creates long drives, but it also keeps that ball in front of us. And all of that together, you know, we found a way. And we found a way to finish the game. We found a way to win. And, you know, I'm just really proud of our guys with that. And that's something that, you know, when you look at our team, we're not a very senior-oriented team. We are more in that sophomore, freshman, and junior range. And every one of these situations put us into situations where we can learn and we can get better. And really proud of our guys, you know, learning from our earlier games that we got to play four quarters and we got to make sure that we win on all phases. And that gave us the opportunity to win a close game this weekend.
Talking about the defense and the big play, Coach, and you mentioned senior. I just thought of that Brendan Bramer interception as they were driving. They threw it to their best player, Elijah Harper, one of the best guys to receive the football in the RMAC, and Brendan ran over from safety, picked that ball off, stopped them from maybe a touchdown drive. Another huge play.
Yeah, yes, it was. It was a big play. I was. They were just about going to the red. If they would have caught that, they would have went in the red zone. So, yes, it was a huge play. Another one of those. Also, like I said, you know, up front, we were getting good pressure on them. We really smashed the run. We made them one-dimensional. I think they only had 57 yards rushing. Sometimes the stats change on us after Saturday, but it was right around that 50 some yards rushing, which was, you know, terrific. And, you know, our guys up front, I thought that Adam Stato line was where they improved the most from the previous year. And, you know, our guys up front, we smashed the run, and I was really proud of our guys doing that.
Yeah, considering that, Coach, that says a lot more about the defensive line and what you guys accomplished, seeing that improvement from Adams. Jay Long with us on Tuesday nights to talk Eagle football. All right, let's get to one of the big heroes of the day, Gunner Jones. What an afternoon. Two, not one, but two 57-yard field goals. That tied a 22-year-old record. He also hit a 35-yarder, and the one punt that you mentioned, a 54-yard kick. Gunner Jones named the RMAC Special Teams Player of the Week. Really no surprise there. Certainly deserving. What were the conversations like with Gunner on the sideline when you had to make that decision twice on 57 yards, Jay? Once is hard enough, but twice you had to try and decide.
You know, it was before the game... when you talk about trust, you have to trust people. And as a head football coach, you have to trust your staff. You have to trust your team. You have to trust your captains. You have to trust your leaders. You have to trust your playmakers. And before the game, I always ask Gunnar, I said, all right, hey, in your warmups, where were you at? How did you feel? And I came up to him before the game, like we always do, and I said, hey, how do you feel? And he just automatically, before I could even finish my talk, he goes, hey, with the wind, I can get the school record easily. And he says, I think even farther. And I said, and I chuckled and I go, Gunnar, I don't care about this way. I know you can kick it a long ways. I said, what about that way? Into the wind. And he goes, Coach, I haven't done it that way very much. I said, I'll go do that right now. And then he went over there and followed his pregame routine. And then he came over to me. He goes, you know, I tried from the 30-yard line. It was a little bit short. He goes, I think anything around that 20, 25-yard line going in that way. And, you know, when you look at it, he with the wind to our back, Coach Smith did a great job, you know, getting us in position to get a field goal. It was on the right hash, which is typically, you know, even in the NFL, the right hash is a hard kick, a harder kick than it is the left hash or the middle of the field. And he kicked that thing. It was a great kick. It landed about 7-8 yards in front of the bell, so that tells you it was deep. I mean, it was a probably a 60 pluser.
Yeah.
You know, so that was huge there. Then on the second one, I think probably people were a little bit more nervous about than the first one. I just thought it was the right call. I felt that you know, in practice he does it all the time, even without wind, he can get the school record, and he nailed that one. Also, we had to actually ice him. One of our players wasn't out there, and so I iced him myself, you know, I thought that in the snap wasn't the best either, Dave, and Trevor Werman did a great job catching that snap, putting it down. Gunnar put that one in there. That one, his second one, was a little bit more solid of a kick. It landed just outside the turf, so that one just barely cleared it.
Yeah.
But it was still probably would have been good from, you know, I would say around that 60, you know, range. So that was exciting. It was really cool. But, you know, Dave, I just talked about those two. The one into the wind was just as hard. He hit that one solid, and I don't remember quite the distance on that one. I think it was
35
yard one there, and it was exactly what he told me. He said, hey, you know, going into the wind, I feel good on, you know, inside that, right around that 20 yard line, 22 yard line, and he kicked that sucker into, and that was really big.
That one went almost kind of straight up in the air. You could really see the wind get that one. And on the two long ones, the first one as it went through, easily 60 plus. That was huge. That second one, I don't think I'll ever forget watching right there when Trevin put the snap there and the foot. It was almost like simultaneously. It's still kind of hard to believe it all came together to make a kick that long, because he had to get that snap there so perfectly, and the guys got it done. It's just an amazing accomplishment to get that there, get that football down, and in that situation to have it all time out perfectly.
Another cool fact, the previous school record, which is by Aaron Turner, who's also, by the way, a Hall of Fame kicker for us. Turner kicked his field goal against Adams State also.
Right.
So that was kind of a cool fact also with that. And Gunnar ended up being the special teams player of the week in the RMAC. He got the D2 football player of the week. Also, Gunnar, from what we have looked, there's nobody in the FBS or FCS that's kicked a farther field goal than him. We don't know about D3 or NAI, so I don't want to say he's got the farthest kick in the country, but I feel pretty confident that he's there. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool honor for him.
Yeah, an amazing honor for a great kid and a terrific kicker as well. Chad Emanuel was at the game. He's at all of them. I ran into Chad at volleyball Sunday too, and we talked, and he said, you know, both of those guys broke my record.
Yes.
And I asked him if he was okay with it. He said, oh, of course, you know, he thinks it's fun, but it's kind of cool when the guy who set the first one is in the house to see it too.
And Chad's got 56. Another one of my teammates, my good buddy Dan O'Donnell, he actually was number 10 on the list. He has 49. So he said, you know, with those ties, you know, it's still top 10. I should stay on the list. I said, Dan, I'm in. You know, we'll keep it on there. And then also, I think Chad has number 9 also, I think, which is right around that 50 yard also. So pretty cool that, you know, all the tied in there and stuff. And I'll send you the top 10, Dave, so you can kind of see it and maybe post on your your Twitter or whatnot. But
yeah,
pretty cool honor, and a lot of great names on that thing. A lot of great kickers for us that scored a lot of points for the Eagles.
That is so cool. Special day for Gunner and his effort. Absolutely critical to CSC beating Adams State. Head coach Jay Long with us on the Tuesday night show. Jay, we always talk about the Hammer Award, a really cool tradition for special teams performance here at Shadron State. I probably no debate that Gunner Jones got it this week, but was anybody else nominated or anybody else you want to talk about that had good special teams days?
Yeah, Gunner was unanimous. It was not a hand that wasn't up on Gunner when, on that one. But most weeks, Trayvon Smith would have won it. Trayvon Smith had the huge X point block, and when you look at our field goal X point block team, the very first one, our middle D tackles and O line drove them back, and they somehow got that kick in. The next one, Trayvon almost took the kick off the tee. He was obviously nominated, and I would tell you probably, Dave, that 9 times out of 10, he would have been the one carrying out the hammer, because it is so hard to block extra points and field goals with that. So he had a huge play. And then Dylan Saul has been one of those guys that he's been what we call our dog soldiers, our guy that's on every ST and, you know, makes a difference on those teams. And he's one of them that had, I think it was 2 tackles on kickoff inside the 25. And I just got done talking about how the kicks were kind of crazy with the wind.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's all over the place and doing a great job for us on special teams with things. So his name is also said. Those three were probably the 3 finalists with it. There was probably 6 or 7 other names, which is great. That means that we got multiple players, you know, playing well at a high level on our ST. Also, Jaden Cox had a huge catch on the one punt they had. It was into the wind. It was goofy kick. He had to run up on it. And Dave, you know, you and I have had a lot of conversations about our punt return team, and that was a big catch. And I'm not going to stand here and always talk about the negative ones. We had the positive ones too. So that was a huge catch by him, and he is really doing a great job. His confidence level is up on that, and he's doing a great job with that, and he'll keep building off it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that catch of running full speed sprint towards a punt. Not at all easy to do.
Yes. Anybody really running at you?
yeah, a head-on collision coming right together. That was a great job by him. And then that Trayvon block, I think it went off his shin. It just ricocheted down the field. Guys almost returned that for 2 points.
Oh, it was, it's illegal to kick a ball forward and that type of stuff, but when you're scooping, you should definitely scoop to keep that ball moving. And that's not moving it forward, it's just scooping the ball. And we decelerated when we tried to pick up that ball, and that number 7, that wide receiver, he was that big tall kid. He's a top player, man. He's a great player, and he came out of nowhere. His strides, Dave, it's got to be a 6-foot stride. I mean, he can run, and he ended up jumping on that ball. But yeah, it was I thought we were going to score. I told Trayvon he should have just caught that thing, because it hit him right in the belly, with things. Outstanding get off, and they were really worried about Tanner, because Tanner's blocked one already this year, and they put so much pressure on Tanner that, boom, it opened up Trayvon, which is the reason why Tanner had success the week before, is because of Trayvon's big push. So it works together, and it's really good for the guys.
All right, Coach Jay Long with us here today on the show. Let's go into the injury report here, Jay. Unfortunately, you've got some key ones on the offensive side that have been around this year and crept up in recent weeks. What can you tell us on the injury front as you head into this next week of practice?
Dave, this has been one of them seasons, man. But Jamal didn't finish the game this week. Everybody else finished the game, but our Sunday injury report was not good. We got a lot of names on that thing. Rather than talk about it now, I think that's our next talk with it. But we are banged up, and we got some key players that are banged up. So we'll know more each day. These guys are young kids. They, do start feeling better than when they did earlier in the week. There is some key names on that report right now. As far as the two that didn't suit, Dorian didn't suit and Juan didn't suit. We're sitting on Tuesday right now. Dorian didn't practice on Monday, but Juan did. So that's good news for us. Dorian's still day to day. I'm hoping that we start seeing him now in the end of the week. We'll know more, like I said, on our next talk, with things. So we're past the middle of the season, and we're just a little banged, and we got to get ourselves healthy. And that starts with, like we talked last week, 1-0, going through our process, getting sleep, eating right, taking care of our bodies, and making sure that we're getting our treatments when we need to get our treatments. And then those things, those boo-boos start going away.
Hopefully the guys can heal up and get ready for what is always a huge, huge game. Coach, it's Pueblo week. What makes this such a huge and good rivalry? Both teams always really want this one bad.
Yeah, you know, Dave, you know, I think that when you think of Pueblo, Pueblo's been just a top team, since really 2009 or 2010 in our conference. And, when I came in 2012, we've had some great games with them. We've lost in overtime. We've came down to the last drive numerous times. And, we've had a tough time finishing the game with them. And, during that time, they've won a national title. I think they've won, numerous RMAC championships. They're well coached. And, their recipe is just really, it's the same every year. We're going to run the football. We're going to play great defense. And we're going to beat you on special teams. And, when you look at top teams, that's what top teams do. And that's what going into this game, we're excited about it. This should be, one of those games where, offensively, they brought in a new coordinator. He lost both coordinators again.
Yeah.
The offensive coordinator, it does look different than what we have seen in the past. In the past, they're power football, where they're going to run power at your right, power at your left, run some boots, some nakeds, and then take some deep shots on things and control the clock and play great defense and win on special teams. And, this year, they're a little bit more of an RPO type offense, a little bit more of a spread offense. A little bit of misdirection on offense. I think that's something that our defense sees every single day in practice. So that, I think that'll really, helps with us. And, as I said, that's also what their defense sees every single day in practice. So, with that, defensively this year, they're, once again, one of the top defenses in the conference. Defensively, they look the same as they have since 2009, with the same type of defense with their 3-2, 5-2 front, whatever you want to call it. They got big defensive linemen that are physical, and their linebackers are physical. And then on ST, they got a really good ST. When you look at our ST in the conference, I'd say Western is one of the top STs in the conference, with also Pueblo being right there, very solid. And then obviously College School Mines is one of the top also. I'm excited about this matchup, Dave. I think this is going to be a fun game. We're playing at their place. It's a 2:00 kickoff, which I think, Dave, we've almost went every single different time of kickoff. So it does, with our routine in the morning.
Yeah.
We keep everything, consistent with 4 hours before pregame meal, 2 hours right at the stadium. All that type of stuff stays consistent. But, it is another different start time. But, we're excited about it. It's going to be a fun game. I can't wait to get on the bus. I told the guys yesterday, I wish we could get our treatments and then let's go. Let's go get on the thing. Let's go play, because I think it's going to be a real fun day.
It should be, Coach. You guys have some momentum built up coming in. Obviously, some terrific players. Pueblo, they're 4-3. We've talked so much about how fans look at a record and make a determination about a team. They played some really good teams, and they've got some dudes like they always do. They're always tough no matter what. So this is going to be a heck of a clash.
Their non-conference, they took on Grand Valley, who's ranked number one in the country. And then they took Midwestern, who was number 24 in the country. And they at the time, Midwestern, they beat handily. Grand Valley, they're really good this year. And then they play College School Mines. College School Mines, I do not know how they're not a top 10 team. They are in the rankings. They are a really good football team. So, I'm excited, Dave. I don't know any other way to say it. I'm just excited. I'm excited to get on the bus. I'm excited to get down there. I'm excited to go play the game.
Always love Pueblo week. Coach, thanks so much for coming in. It's Jay Long on the Tuesday Jay Long Show. We'll have plenty more with Coach on Saturday afternoon before the Eagles kick off with Pueblo. As he mentioned, 1:15 for the pregame, the interview shortly into that, and then kick off at 2:00 on WQ Country. Jay, great job in the win against Adams State Saturday. Looking forward to this weekend down in Pueblo.
Hey, thank you, Dave. And, with the Hall of Fame weekend this weekend, we got to see a lot of old faces, and we had a great crowd. It was fall break, so, a lot of our students went home. But it was really a fun weekend. We appreciate everybody's support. At the fifth quarter, there was a lot, a big chunk of our boosters and alum were there. It was just a really a fun weekend, and we appreciate your support, and our guys do too. So thank you, and let's go Eagles.
Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.